Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee. If you've got some interesting questions or you want to find out more about something or just to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and find me on @DavidDundee on those social media channels. And please, the podcast, if you want to listen to this or other ones, on fmr.co.za. You know, I often listen to people deciding to buy cars and how they go about that decision. And it got me thinking, especially this time of year where people are maybe going to put their 13th check into a new car. The biggest running cost, it's not whether you buy diesel or petrol or what your fuel consumption is or how stupid your tire choice was. It's depreciation. You buy that car, it starts losing money in your driveway unless you bought a real limited edition luxury car, which will appreciate. But most of us aren't in a position to buy an appreciating asset called a car. It's not the way it works. So I wanted to go through some tips on how to actually minimize that depreciation. Step number one, if you're buying a car this time of year and it's a new car, make sure you're only actually buying it after the 1st of January, whether you receive it or not before, but make sure that registration is a 2025 reg, not a 2024. No matter how much the salesman tells you, it doesn't matter. It matters big time. If you're trading in a car, first thing they ask you is, what year is it? And that changes the value significantly. Whether it was December 31 or January 1, doesn't matter that it's only a couple of minutes apart. They've got a different value. The next thing, and the reason I got thinking about this entire chain of depreciation, I was driving stuck in traffic, in the morning traffic, as you probably are right now while you're listening to this, and I looked across the way. I was driving against traffic for once in my life, and I saw the fleet of cars, the colors. 99.8% white cars. And that might work for you depending on the car you have. And when I looked at the bright colors, I thought, ha, what's the next color I'm going to see? It's going to be black. Or silver. It was silver, and that is the next most common car. But after that, it was red. A lot of red cars. Looked at the older cars, they were blue. And the reason I'm going on this, and I have digressed, and hopefully it was slightly entertaining, but the color that you choose is going to affect your ability to resell that car. Go and buy a sports car in red, probably going to be easier to sell. Go and buy a family wagon in red, you're probably going to battle. And the same thing would probably go in the other regard on something like a double cab Bucky. If you're going to go and buy a lifestyle Bucky and it's going to be white, you might find it's not as desirable on resale time as a brightly colored one would be. And, you know, the burnt orange or blue color that lifestyle vehicle might be might add value to it in the secondhand market or might be scary. There are a lot of really cool colors that a lot of manufacturers are bringing out, even, you know, cheaper cars like Hyundai's that have been on with these really funky new colors. Be careful. They are great. They might make your vehicle more interesting and more easy to sell, but they may also make it a little more difficult. Consider the color of the car you're getting. Don't just pick the first color that the salesman tells you to. And that brings me to the next thing on depreciation. The best way to save money on depreciation is do not buy a new car. Look at a used or nearly used car. Let somebody else pay for that depreciation. It really makes a big difference. Unless you have a really compelling reason to get a new car, not much in the difference between a new car and a slightly older car, particularly if they're still under warranty. And their check, if you are buying a car with, let's call it a motor plan, where everything's covered by the factory, there's a very different depreciation value just before the motor plan expires and just after. Be aware if you're in the secondhand market on that. If you take one with the motor plan for your own peace of mind and it expires a month later and you don't renew it, you've just lost a huge chunk of the value of that car. Be really careful. And just generally go through thinking, is this car going to be easy to sell and does it matter? But if you want to maximize the total cost of ownership, look for cars that are going to depreciate in your hands the absolute least. And if you do use depreciation as a tool, there are a lot of bargains to be had that are going to minimize your cost of ownership. I personally have managed to actually have my last two vehicles that I've owned not depreciate at all in my hands. That was made for really nice car ownership. So your mileage may vary, as I always say, but that's it for Fine Motoring this week. It's been fun. It's David Dundee. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDundee on those social media channels. That's DavidDondee, and the podcast, of course, at fmr.co.za.